This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A large fire burning in southern Colorado is now largely contained. The U.S. Forest Service says firefighters made a lot of progress putting out the Sharp Fire yesterday. The fire spread from Oklahoma across the border and threatened the small Colorado town of Campo in Baca County last weekend. While the fire is 80% extinguished, crews are still working to put out smaller, smoldering fires. That's with more dry and windy conditions expected in the area. The Denver City Council has moved to temporarily halt the development of future data centers in the city. Denverite's Paolo Chalceda reports on Monday's unanimous vote.
City leaders hope to use the pause to update the city's laws, which would presumably allow development to continue only under a new set of rules. But several council members, like Sarah Parody, want to go further, banning data centers from the city altogether.
Killing massive data centers might cut off the hypercharged growth of AI. That would be fine with me.
The moratorium could last a year. Meanwhile, the city will convene a working group to draft policy recommendations. That group will be made up of city officials, subject matter experts, utility companies, developers, and community members. I'm Paolo Chalceda, Denverite.
And for the first time ever, a collection of national founding documents is traveling outside of Washington, D.C., and Denver is one of eight cities receiving the collection. The historic documents include an original engraving of the Declaration of Independence and the original 1783 Treaty of Paris. The collection can be viewed at the History Colorado Center starting next week. The documents will be on display until mid-June. This is CPR News.